Buckler nodded.
From what I've seen of her, I can understand you being fearful. Did you see any other beasts down there? Think.
Flib nodded.
I saw the tall one who carries the big sword, Svilt. That's his name. I think he's some sort of chief, though the queen is the mighty one. I heard the little rat calling her that.
Buckler looked pensive.
So there's a score or more ravagers down there, say about 30, and you say you could find the place, Skip?
The otter chieftain poured at his javelin.
Pretty sure I could, matey. Are you planning a move on the vermin? Some sort of lightning strike?
The young hare smiled grimly.
Tis a nice thought, but there's only 6 of us. Well, 4 and 2 wounded. Going up against 30 of them, I think we'd be on a loser.
Django growled.
I know you've got some kinds of plan, Buck. Come on, out with it.
Buckler looked at the eager faces of his friends.
Think about this. Even there's 30 down there, well, they've got another 170 to call upon. You saw them when they came to Redwall. There was at least 10 score, and they all seemed like seasoned fighting vermin.
Bartage scratched his head spikes.
So you're telling us it can't be done, Buck?
The blade master held up his paws.
I never said that. But how's this for a plan of action? Axtel, could you dig a way back into Althea?
The big mole replied without hesitation.
Oh, aye, sir. I couldn't be a-digging too fast with this paw of mine, but I could do it.
Buckler patted Axel's huge paw, then turned to Django.
And how many fighting gowsome have you got to paw?
The logalog slapped his rapier hilt.
3 score, mate, and everyone a proper battler, ready and willing at my command.
Mumsy dished out more of a tasty stream of boy stew, serving Buckler an extra large portion.
Sure, and aren't you the canny beast? I likes the sound of your plan. Carry on, Buckle.
Buckler smiled.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the first thing is to get these young'uns back to the abbey. Once they're safe, we can move fast, because that'll be the plan. Like you said, Skip, a lightning strike, quick and hard.
Mumsy interrupted.
Quick and hard, is it? Well, you won't be so swift with 2 owl wounded beasts in tow. I look after Sniffy and Axtel till you get back in full force.
She cast a glance at the Dibbons.
Ah, 'tis a pity they'll be going with you. I likes the little babbies. Don't suppose there's any chance one of them could stay here with an old vole wife. It'll be grand fun, and I'd feed them mite well.
Skipper gave Mumsy a hug.
That ain't possible, marm. But when this is all over, you can come and live at our abbey. There's enough babes to keep any beast busy for 10 seasons. Right then, mate. Shall we get moving?
They were soon underway with Skipper in the lead. Mumsy pressed small parcels of goodies upon the young ones.
Here now, me darlings. There's a few slices of me grandest plum cake. That'll keep you going till you get back home. I'll see you again when I comes to your fine abbey to live.
Django sat baby Barty on his shoulders and Buckler slung Guffy up on his back. Flib muttered to Buckler as they jogged through the woodlands.
I'll be coming back with you for this lightning raid. I ain't sitting round Redwall with a pile of babes and gossiping mothers.
Django had overheard his daughter.
So you'll be taking part in the attack, will you?
Flib stared bleakly at her father. She seemed several seasons older all of a sudden.
Aye, I will.
Django nodded.
Then I suppose you will.